Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch as we do on Tuesdays here in Maryville. And alongside with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as we talk about Northwest Missouri State Athletics this week, another big weekend coming up, but also a pretty good weekend overall for most of the sports on the Northwest campus. Kind of a tough game for Northwest football, but seeing some success here and there this past weekend.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you see volleyball go 2-1 on the week as a whole. Of course, we broadcast last Tuesday, and that was kind of preceding Northwest Missouri State volleyball hosting Missouri Western. The Griffins playing really well this season, but the Bearcats able to knock them off in a five-setter here at home. We'll hear from Kaya Luring and head coach Amy Worth coming up a little bit. But in that match, Kaya came out with 54 digs, the most in a single match in Northwest Missouri State history. She was all over the place. She's the MIAA Defensive Athlete of the Week. Bearcat volleyball goes 2-1 on the weekend. Soccer comes out with a 4-4 draw on Friday against Central Missouri, the fifth-ranked team in the country. We see the Bearcats battle some really highly-ranked teams to this point in the season. Grand Valley, who was number 2 at the time. Minnesota State, who was within the top 20. Number 5, UCM, coming out with draws and all of those. Of course, they'd love to have wins, but I mean they're making some steps forward. And you'd love to see in that UCM match, Ginnies come out and get up 3-1. You have to score. You have to find some offense. They put up 4 goals in that match. They find a way to get a draw, and then they knock off Rogers by 2 goals on Sunday. So, again, you're seeing Bearcat soccer playing really well as this season continues on. Of course, cross country is off. They're kind of eyeing that MIAA championships here down the road in late October. We'll hear from, of course, Coach Cunningham and a couple of his athletes coming up in just a little bit. Then, you know, you mentioned it there. A tough outing there for Northwest Missouri State football on the road against a really good Central Oklahoma team, but got to bounce back. Homecoming this week, got the rival Central Missouri Mules in town, so that should be a good matchup. Always a great crowd there for homecoming.
And for Northwest Missouri State Golf out at Mazingo Lake, competing out there, and it looks like they're doing pretty well on day 2.
Yeah, 5th of 12 teams at the end of day 1. Now, we are currently in the middle of the second round. I think the Bearcats are about through 10 or 11 holes to this point, and they have jumped up 3 spots. Now, currently 2nd in this tournament, trailing only Central Missouri. So this is the only home meet of the fall season for Northwest Missouri State out at Mazingo, battling some wins, of course, out there. The Bearcats faring pretty well. They've jumped up 3 spots here today. Individually, Madeline Schlafer, a senior, has climbed 2 spots. She is now tied for 2nd in this tournament. Paige Hoffman has climbed up to a tie for 5th. So 2 Bearcat seniors playing really, really well. Of course, Paige last week won the Gray Shin Invitational down in Edmond, Oklahoma. The tournament before that, she finished 2nd individually. So Paige Hoffman kind of doing what Paige Hoffman does. And Madeline Schlafer's played great golf for Northwest the last couple of years. So those two have the Bearcats on the up and up, pulling into 2nd. Now, right now, everybody is trailing Libby Green of Central Missouri. The closest to her, Madeline Schlafer and Juliana Botero of Nebraska Kearney, at 4 over par. Libby Green is 5 under par to this point in the tournament. So she has a 9-stroke lead through 10 holes. Feels pretty comfortable about that, I'm sure. So it'd be a pretty uphill climb to be able to get her in these last 7-8 holes. But we'll see what Northwest can do. But to this point, again, finishing the fall season strong, they have played some really good golf as the season's gone.
Yeah, they certainly have. And that's got to be good news as you look toward the spring then.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, just you think about what this team is doing, and talk about those older players. Hoffman and Schlafer have been really good, but they've got some freshmen that have come in and are playing at a high level too, and so there's some good camaraderie there. They're battling through the elements. They've gone out to Nebraska a couple times, up to Minnesota, down to Oklahoma, over to Mazingo here today, and so they play it all over. They played in some tough tournaments, some really good competition, so you feel like, all right, Let's kind of keep this stepping stone going, hit the weights in the winter, continue to get into that indoor and hit the simulator and do what you can. And then once things clear up, get back out there and start chopping some wood, because Obviously, the MIAA championships will roll around, the NCAA regional will roll around, and you feel like this is a Bearcat team that has a chance to go out and make some noise.
Yeah, and very good up to this particular point. Now, you look at basketball. Since we've been on the coaches' show here, MIAA Media Day in Kansas City, and both the men and women are really pretty well respected around the conference.
Yeah, for sure. The women picked to finish third in both the coaches and the media polls. Now, you remember a season ago, Northwest Missouri State finished second. They were picked around seventh, I think, in both polls last year. They climbed their way up to second by the end of the season with the standings. So the Bearcats overall really showed out there. Third is good. Still feels a little bit low for a team that returned that much. We'll see what Coach Meyer's club can do, and if they're disrespected by that at all. I think Coach Meyer doesn't put too much stock into those polls, but one thing to watch. Then the Northwest Missouri State men. It's been 11 years in a row they've won the regular season title in the MIAA. They're picked to finish fourth in the coaches' poll and third in the media poll. So, again, picked pretty high up there in a really good conference. But my perspective, until someone knocks you off, they should be right back up in that number one spot. So pretty confident what Coach Keeley and this group can come out and do in his first year here in Maryville.
All right. Well, sounds good. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in downtown Maryville as we have the coaches, so not necessarily in downtown Maryville, but also in Maryville here on Pizza Ranch with the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. And we'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Shane Fredrickson joining us here on the show. And Shane, had you on a little bit earlier this year with the Thursday night show, but good to have you here at lunchtime.
Thanks for having me.
And let's just kind of talk about the way things are going for you on the defensive side. You're putting up some pretty good numbers this year.
Yeah, it's going well. Obviously, we've had some tough losses just coming off last week. Tough defensive battle for us. We struggled defensively in the past game, which is something we've been priding ourselves on this year. So we got to clean things up. But I'm just trying to fly around to the ball and make plays when they come my way.
Now, you went up against pretty, up-tempo type of offense last week against Central Oklahoma. You've seen some up-tempo this year. I think Emporia State comes to mind as one, a team like that. But how was UCO's up-tempo offense maybe different from some of the others you faced?
Yeah, I just think they were dynamic. They had a really strong rushing game coming into the game, and they were really efficient in the pass game. They averaged over 500 total yards of offense, and we wanted to make them one-dimensional, which we did a pretty good job, but we just couldn't stop their passing game, and we struggled to get on bodies. And that quarterback's a good player. He fit the ball in tight pockets, so props to them. They had a good game plan, and they executed better than us on defense.
You know, one of the things about that, though, when you look at the final score, and we talked about this Saturday afternoon on the broadcast, probably not quite as indicative of the way that game was. I mean, it was up until about midway through the fourth quarter, still had maybe a possession or two away from turning that thing around, but unfortunately just at the very end just couldn't get it done there.
Yeah, it was a close game. It felt like a close game throughout the whole game until the last couple minutes. I mean, we always try to keep our team in games, and defensively we try to limit the amount of points we give up. Obviously, they got one late on us on a turnover, but we still gave up too many early in the game, which is what we struggled with.
Now, you go from one very good quarterback last week in Jed Huff to the Harlan Hilton Award winner this week for Central Missouri as Zach Zabrowski's the quarterback there. How are those two quarterbacks different, and how are they similar as you prepare for this matchup?
From what I've seen, they are similar in the way how they can just continue to extend plays. They're both good. They're both good athletes. They can run around, and they look to pass on the run, which is something that a good quarterback does. They always look downfield, looking to make those big plays, and I think they both do that. Zabrowski is a little bigger guy. He probably take more hits, and they design more runs for him than I saw the UCO quarterback, but they're both really good players.
And one thing, too, that I think it stands out when you look at some of the stats for UCM, they've got five different receivers with over 200 yards receiving yards, so that's something you can't really key on one or two guys that, you know, they're going to have several out there that you're going to have to watch for.
Yeah, they have a lot of dynamic skill guys, and they spread the ball around. Zabrowski does a great job spreading it around, and with their offense, they're a big spread offense, and they usually have four or five receivers on the field at a time, so just having all those weapons, it gives defenses challenges, but we're excited for the challenge.
Now, one thing, too, when you look at what they're doing defensively, or rather offensively, I should say, it looks like primarily most everything they're doing is through the air right now. From a running standpoint, their rushing numbers aren't quite what they've been in the past.
Yeah, which that helps us because, I mean, when we know we can shut down the run, we can focus on defending the pass, and that's something we were fighting with last week because UCO was strong in the run game until we started to eliminate their big runs. And just making a team one-dimensional is always a good thing, and it shows UCM they can't rush the ball right now, which puts us in a better position to drop more guys maybe or just be more prepared for the pass.
Shane, also, when you look at what you're doing individually this season, it seems like just building on what you had last year as well. What are some of the things that have really helped you as far as developing as a football player?
I think just work ethic and just determination to get better. Props to my coaches. I've had Coach Clayton the last 2 years, but now Coach Novak come in. So a new face in our room, and I think he's brought a lot of great things and made us all better as a team. So I think just learning, just continuing to learn each and every year and just picking up on tendencies and just being more comfortable out there.
And special teams-wise, we talked a little bit earlier about your ability to block some kicks. You had one you're credited for, but also was right there for almost another one this season.
Yeah, it's just one of those plays where you got to give effort. A lot of guys take those special team plays off, and if you're giving effort, you'll catch them not in a great position, and you can squeeze through and try to get your hand on a kick. So,
well, this weekend it's homecoming, a big rival in Central Missouri. Just talk a little bit about playing in a homecoming matchup at Northwest.
Yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere like it always is, and we're excited for it. Homecoming is a great thing. A lot of people come watch the game, a lot of alumni and everything, but our big focus is winning the game first and spending time with our families after. So UCM is going to be a tough battle, and we're excited for it.
Yeah, that's one thing about it, too, that you've been able to take care of business on the field for homecoming.
Yeah, of course. And I hope we continue to do the same.
All right. Well, Shane, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you.
Again, Shane Fredrickson with us here, defensive back for the Northwest Missouri State football team. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back on to the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show, live from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats coming in at 10-7 overall, 4-3 in conference play. The Bearcats wrapping up a 2-1 week with wins over Missouri Western and Arkansas Fort Smith, and they dropped that middle match to number 13 Central Oklahoma. Head coach Amy Wirth and senior Kyle Luring with us, and coach, hitting the midpoint for the conference season this weekend, actually, how do you evaluate the first month plus of what you've seen regular season-wise and how this team's progressed?
Well, you can look at stats. You can look at where we've come from when it comes to a lineup standpoint and where we are. But really the easiest thing to do is to statistically look at where we've come from when it comes to where we started to where we are now. And there has been some improvements. I want to see some more consistency in those areas that we have been doing well in. And then I think we'll start turning the tide when it comes to the statistical side of being higher than we are in the conference when it comes to rankings, with our record and, you know, where we are with our stats on the website. So that's just where we are right now. That's how I tend to do it. That's the easy way to do it, but you can obviously take stats in practice, and we do that too, so it's good to look back on what you're doing throughout the course of the year.
You're tied for fourth in the conference right now, but unlike most teams, you've already seen the top two teams in the league that hadn't lost yet in Kearney and Central Oklahoma. When you kind of knock them aside, and I don't want to say you're getting to an easier portion of your schedule, but it does change just a little bit. Is that kind of like, all right, taking care of those? You have one more against Kearney still coming up, but things changed a little bit comparatively to how the conference season started.
I think they're all hard. I look at them that way. You know, I think Pitt has a chance to do damage against who they play. They just beat UCM, and that's who we're playing this weekend along with Newman. And you can't take anybody for granted. I know Newman hasn't won at all, and it's not going to be against us. And so I guess I just get a little nervous about just playing anybody, because this is a really hard conference and every night you have to bring your best. And so it's more about preparing your team the best that you can and then trusting that they're going to go out and do the best they can. So, I treat every single opponent like they are going to have a chance to beat us, just because I think it's, you don't want to overlook anybody in this conference.
Kaya, coach talked at the start of the season about developing leaders and putting a little bit more into that as the summer and the off season went along, for yourself as a captain, the senior group as a whole. How do you feel like that's kind of come around, as opposed to previous years, to where it's like, let's see organically this year, kind of investing more in that and a chance to give a few more people a voice?
Yeah, I think we've taken on our roles pretty well. I would say Abby's kind of like the fun, keep the vibes high. Ella's like this, like the serious servant leadership, goes by example, or I'm like the energy, like accountability person. So I think stepping into those roles halfway through the season, everyone kind of knows what you're going to get from each other at this point, which is actually a really nice thing. She talks about consistency, but we have consistency through our personalities, which is a really nice thing to have.
Is that all just kind of happen by way of, that's Abby's personality, that's Ella's personality, and you're kind of bringing that energy on that other side too? Just kind of worked out?
I would say so, yeah. I also think we feed off each other a little bit. So like, if I'm getting on someone, it's not like Ella's first job to get on them too. Like, Abby brings the positive and I might bring the little bit more focus, but we kind of just feed off each other.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
So 54 digs against Missouri Western. You are absolutely everywhere. As that match goes on, do you find yourself racking up these kind of numbers? It's just kind of like, I'm just playing the game.
I had no idea. I truly had no idea. At the end of the game, Amy was putting up numbers to me in the locker room, and I was like, 45? And she's like, no, 54. And I'm like, oh my God. You can tell sometimes, like, oh, I'm touching some balls. But when you're just trying to win, you're not focusing on how many, you know. So once she told me that, I was like, wow, that's great. I mean, five setter, you're going to have more too. But no, I was shocked. Yeah.
Which 45 still would have been, I think, the most in the nation in a single match anyway, over the Missouri Western girl that earlier that night.
Yep.
But 54, I mean, coach, I mean, you're putting your senior, she's coming up with things everywhere. And I feel like that's a match too, to where when they're also finding a way to get tons and tons of digs, that if you're not responding on the same side. Obviously, they're going to break through and find a way to win that in maybe less than 5 sets, but obviously she stepped up big.
Yeah, we take pride in like our conditioning and what we do in practice and how hard we go and how hard we push each other. And so we have those conversations a lot, and it's been great to see those situations take you for a positive ride. You know, like you let that push you so that you go dig more balls, that you, as a team, understand, hey, they're digging a lot of balls. We have to match them and do the same thing. They're starting to understand and put those things together because we're doing it. The action is there. And so we've been talking a lot. Hey, we talk about these things, and Kaya says it too. Now we've got to do the action with it. Great to see that. And to see it on a stat sheet, to have that proof that, hey, this is what we're doing, and this is what we're capable of doing. So trying to find that, obviously, they were hitting a lot in that direction to Kaya, and Kaya was getting a lot of digs up in that area. And so it's awesome to be able to showcase her in a way that we've kind of changed our defense to funnel more balls to her, and that's a positive for us. And it was fun to see her beat their libero when it comes to how many digs she had compared to theirs. Two great players, but I like us being on top, obviously.
Of course, Northwest pulls out that 5-setter against the Missouri Western. Last week, you kind of run the gauntlet. Missouri Western have been playing really well. Central Oklahoma, of course, in the top 25. Arkansas, Fort Smith playing well at this point in the season. You touched on Newman, winless so far in conference play. Pittsburgh State is a team that's right around 500, 4-3 in conference. A chance to kind of make some hay in the standings, which we touched on a little bit already. But going on the road, Pitt State has a chance to bring in some fans, and you're kind of facing a hostile environment. Newman, what do you talk about finding your own energy going into that match and not being flat because maybe there is nobody sitting in the stands?
Yeah, it's control our controllables, and I've said that millions of times in interviews with you, Matt. but it is. It's controlling our controllables, and basically we do not need to give them points. We need to play a clean game, not a perfect game, but a clean game when it comes to us and our volleyball match. They're going to be challenging. They have a rather tall middle that our middles have to maneuver around. So there will be some challenges we'll have to overcome. But how can we do that together and play a clean game that's Bearcat volleyball?
Is this a big match for you, Kaya? Not in the fact that you're going to have 54 digs, but you talk about being that leader that brings the energy of everybody's ready to go. You're up there chirping. Abby's dancing, doing her thing. It's just kind of the seniors kind of bring it and make sure that Northwest plays Northwest volleyball, maybe not down to the Jets.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we know we have to take care of them. Energy-wise, yeah, sometimes when you're playing teams like that, it's hard to find that energy, but I think we know that we have it. Once we have it, we can kind of go on the momentum ride. So once we step into a gym, you know, whoever it is, got to respect them, got to expect that they're going to bring their best against us and just have the best energy, like you said. Yeah.
We're talking Bearcat volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth and senior Kaya Luring. Now, Kaya, obviously not the only Luring on the sister,
right,
on the season,
yeah,
on the team this year, I should say. Sister Ellery there. What's this like guiding a younger sibling when you think about the team camaraderie, you're building that family when that,
yeah,
in that locker room already, but then to bring in Ellery, how does that kind of change things?
It's awesome. Actually, it's probably better for me because I can turn to her and be like, is that too much? Was I saying too much there? Or like, is that the right shot? Should I say that? I don't know. But she's usually like, no, like, you're good, you're good. It kind of gives me that honest truth like a sister would. So she's nice to have. And also leading her through my position, our position, she has questions, I can just tell her exactly what it is that we need to fix, and she's right there to say, yep, okay. So it's a great relationship, obviously. We're sisters, but she's a teammate too, so.
Do you ever take more out on her because she's your sister and can, because you can go home,
yeah,
and say,
yeah,
sorry, you know?
Yeah, honestly, no, but I should. I should. When I get riled up, I should be like, Ellery, I just need to get this out really quick. But no, I think we have a good relationship. I think in general, all us backcourt players, us four girls, we have a great relationship. We are great about telling each other the truth, telling what we need to change. So it's nice to have them.
Coach, is there a certain personality that comes with a libero that also comes with a Luring that you're kind of wanting to bring those people into your program?
They're hard workers, and I look for people who want to outwork the opponent and outwork themselves more than anything. Just understand that the person that they're going against is the person in the mirror, and how can they be better today than they were yesterday, and enjoy that journey. And they both do. They're both very coachable. Ellery's much quieter than Kaya.
For now.
For now. she will be talked about, Kaya, when she leaves our program, about how loud she was and how we need to be like Kaya. So she'll probably hear some Kaya stories. So it'll haunt her a little bit, but I know it's within her to be louder, and there's moments where she is loud, but she's just done a great job, you know, stepping in and I think creating that trust. I know she's obviously an underclassman, and sometimes you overcompensate for them because you don't quite know what you're going to get out of them, and now our team is starting to trust her, and she's digging a lot of balls and doing a great job in serve receive. So it's fun to see, you know, more sisters. We have another group of sisters, two twins on our team. So it's just like sisters for Northwest yeah. Missouri State Volleyball. But it's fun to have that camaraderie and to see the sisters get along. But more than anything, be great teammates to each other.
Now, Kaya not passing the baton yet.
Yep.
9 more regular season matches, then tournaments to come after that. But as we get into it, it's your senior year. Is coaching in your future? What are your post-grad plans?
Right now, I don't have a ton of plans other than track season. You know,
yep.
December, track season will be on. So focusing on that to start. After that, I'm not sure. But, yes, I'm just trying to be in the moment with our team, knowing that this is our last couple of months, 9 games, like you said. Just kind of feeling it out, riding it out to the end, then focus on track. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Praying for health for her,
right?
Because I want her to be healthy in track.
Yes,
she
yeah.
hasn't. He hasn't. She's been bitten by the bug.
Yeah.
So I want her to be healthy, so we can see the true Kaya come through with the track side.
Yes,
I think
thank
we've
you.
Seen that for volleyball, and I want to see her really succeed in what she's put into the track side too.
Well, a lot of volleyball still left to be played,
yes.
And then of course moving on to a long track season, which will take you into April and beyond too. You're both. Two sports stars. Have
yeah.
you guys had that discussion before?
Not that I know of. I don't know that I was a star.
She was a standout at Graceland
yeah.
in volleyball and basketball.
I knew she did too.
I did 1 year. I didn't do as many as she did. I went 1 year of basketball and I said, see you later, and picked volleyball, and obviously went to the coaching realms of volleyball. But I think it has to do a lot with the coaches that surround you. And my junior year of high school, I got a really good basketball coach, because my freshman and sophomore year, we had a different coach every year, so hard to create consistency with that. And so junior year, I got a really good coach, but it made me want to go play. And so I did, but not stick it out. So, but, yes, I understand being a two-sport athlete, not as much as Kaya, but
yeah.
I didn't have to go back and forth that much with balancing both for multiple years like Kaya has done
yeah.
an awesome job.
Well, it's nice to know also that she understands. Like, I don't think we say it, but I feel it. Like, it's nice to know she does understand what it's like. And Coach Masters, he didn't do sports, but he understands that it's like to have me gone the whole fall too. So, like, being the last year, I couldn't be more thankful for, like, the support they've given me.
I don't know if you've thought about it yet, but you're going to graduate and you're going to move on. And whether you're coaching or going else into a professional career, you're going to have so much time in your hands.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get rid of all these practices and weight sessions
yeah.
and just, you know, life's going to be a lot more
yeah.
relaxing.
Yeah, I kind of joke now. I'm only in one, well, I was in one master's class this block. So what do I do all day? I don't know. But I tell myself that it's okay to be bored sometimes, because these last 4 years I haven't been bored. My fifth year, I'm like, it's okay to be bored. Maybe I'm getting
exactly.
used to the bored life.
There
but, yeah, hopefully it'll help me when I'm done with sports, too.
Kaya loves a clean, so if you have anything
yeah.
that needs to be organized or clean, Kaya's up for grabs when it comes to that piece. So
I go over to Abby Payton and Kristen's house and clean their house for them
best
when
teammate.
I get bored.
Yes. See, I have the plans of cleaning, and then I turn on a TV show and sit down. And
yep, then
it's
you
gone.
Get distracted.
Yep. Well, Coach Kaya, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach Amy Wirth and senior Kaya Luring on the road to Wichita to face Newman Friday and Pittsburgh State on Saturday. We'll step aside, back with more on KXEV, KRNW.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV Karen W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Now talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. The Bearcats' next meet coming up on October 26th in St. Joseph, the MIAA Championships. We are talking with Bearcat head coach Wick Cunningham, also a sophomore from the women's team, Shelby Harris, and a junior from the men's team, Nate Mueller. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And Wick, I guess the biggest news of the week and maybe the most exciting is finally a shift to weather that's a little more conducive to running. I assume that makes life a little bit easier for everybody in your team.
Yeah, it makes it easier and more enjoyable for everyone. It finally feels and smells like cross country outside.
Now, we joke about the weather, I feel like, every week, and it's been unseasonably hot fall to this point, but Nate and Shelby, when you do get out and you're doing so, do you feel your times cutting down? Do you feel better when you're out there running in weather like today as opposed to last week?
Yeah, so it's just a lot easier to run and hit your paces and kind of do all of that. Just makes it a lot easier.
Do you feel the times coming down? If you're pushing yourself, I guess, to go out and have that opportunity as opposed to the Griffin invite, not terribly cold but not necessarily a hot day, but just kind of the in-between, I assume 10 degrees makes a big difference.
Right. I think it's really enjoyable once the weather drops like this because it just feels great, and I think just like a moderate pace feels easier once you're in the fall weather compared to like 80 degrees. And we're also just getting in better shape. So I think that's just another big factor to, you know, running faster at this time of the year.
Bearcats moving on. They have run through four meets already to this point. Again, the MIAA Championships coming up late this month. Whenever you go to this point, Shelby, and you're battling through a season that feels like it goes relatively quick with four regular season meets, then diving in to the postseason after that, are you kind of to the point where you're just chomping at the bit to, like, let's go, let's get to the MIAA Championships? You want to get to that next step?
Yeah, especially when we have a two-week break. It's really nice to kind of recover and get in some last-minute hard training, but at the same time, you're kind of ready to go and do another race. So,
how long does it take, typically, does it feel like, before your body kind of gets back to that point that you can push it to the limit for another meet?
Yeah, so it doesn't, I mean, we have good recovery methods, and as long as you're doing everything outside of practice right, I mean, it only takes a couple days to feel like you're ready to go again, so.
This Northwest women's team has a pretty good mix of underclassmen, but also some high-performing juniors and seniors. You want to finish the season strong, you want to perform well at the MIAAs and the regionals, but you're also building that base for future years too. How much are you trying to pull from some of those older runners like an Alina Tebow or an Olivia McLaughlin?
Yeah, so you're kind of seeing how their training and what they're doing outside of practice help their recovery get better and faster. Then you're trying to implement that into your outside training life and everything. Just make sure that you're doing the best you can, even though you're running slower paces and everything, you're still pushing yourself hard.
Wick, when you have a underclassman like Shelby here that is pushing, that has that potential, and is using some of those older runners to kind of cling to, I guess, and pull some information from, what do you see at a runner like Shelby as she continues to build?
Yeah, I mean, what we see is, we can lead on that leadership of those older runners in the program and kind of have them be the role models for us, but that's what Shelby's going to be in the next couple years as well. So she gets to still reap the benefits of them and learn from them, but also continuing to do the right stuff and continuing to set that example for our next recruiting class and the next one after that. So, like, she'll be stepping into that role, and that's really exciting.
Now, Nate, for you on the men's side, the last time you ran in St. Joseph, 7 seconds off your personal best in the 8K, I mean, really rolling pretty well. We talked about the temperatures dropping. You got a feel for that course. You know things a little bit better, and obviously trying to go out and win an MIAA championship. Is a personal best in the back of your mind, or is it more just about passing that next guy in front of you?
Just the next guy in front of me. This whole year, coaches kind of just preach, you know, team race. And that's really, at this point, all we're really concerned about going into MIAA. I know that we haven't won conference in 52 years, so a very long time. And, you know, we have the group that's, you know, put the work in, and we trust each other. And I really think that, you know, if we go there and have a good day and focus on getting the next guy ahead of us, then we have a really good shot to do it. So we just got to go in and not underestimate anyone, because Pitt's a really, really, really good team. They are every year. And so if, you know, a PB comes on the end of that, then that's just, you know, a benefit, you know, coming from running for the team. But, yeah, we're just running team race. So, yeah.
So Pitt was the preseason favorite. Of course, you mentioned they've been really good for so long. Northwest got four first-place votes in that. A lot of times passed since preseason rankings come out. We're sitting here in October. That's old news. But is that in the back of your guys' mind, just a little bit of chip in your shoulder of, you know what, we've had a really good fall. We're running well. We're running team races. Let's go out there and let's steal this MIAA championship, bring it back.
I think we've had a chip on our shoulder all year, but not because of maybe that Pitt was ranked first. I think the chip on our shoulder just comes from what our guys want to accomplish with the team. And I think Pitt has obviously, you know, they make us better, we make them better, and I think it's just going to be a really good race on the 26th, so I'm looking forward to it.
Wick, as a guy that reigned for Northwest Missouri State, now coaching Northwest Missouri State, what would this mean to you to see these guys come out and find a way to edge out the Gorillas and bring that MIAA title home?
Yeah, it'd be very exciting, right? It's, you know, I was lucky enough, we were conference runner-ups my senior season, which, you know, not quite on the top of the podium, but it was the best we'd done in a long time, and it's just nice to see that, you know, the roller coaster we've taken since that time to get back to this point and be here is really exciting. And I think Nate actually shared a great quote with me. I've been telling everybody now. He shared it with me, and it said, you need to be 100% committed to the team while also being disassociated from the outcome. So we got to just run our team race, focus on what we can control, and if it happens to be good enough that day, that's fantastic, but at least we can walk away holding our heads high saying, like, this, we did everything that we could that day, and whatever that outcome is, it is what it is.
That's really well put, and cross-country is beautiful because it is a team race, but at the same time, everybody is, you're running your own race to help out the team as a whole. Throughout this season, Grant new to the team this year, of course you ran with Drew last year as well. Is there a friendly rivalry between top three guys on the men's team?
No. Not honestly, not. I mean, we joke around with each other, and like we're all trying to beat each other. But I think if you ask any three of us, like if we care, as long as the team's winning on that day, it's like we don't care what, you know, order we come in. As long as the team wins that day, then we got, you know, coach has been saying, then we got 10 champs on that day instead of, you know, one or two or three or whatever. So we got 10 of them, and that's what we're trying to do on the 26th. So, yeah, no, you could say there's a friendly rivalry, but it doesn't cut too deep, and, like, we're all just trying to run our best for the team. So,
love that that full buy-in there, too, for Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. As, again, the Bearcats have the MIAA Championships coming up October 26th. This weekend, however, no race. But it is walkout day coming up on Friday. We've got homecoming on Saturday. Shelby, is there any prying and asking the coaches and maybe trying to get an extra day off here or there and be able to enjoy sleeping in with no classes on walkout day and taking in the festivities?
I mean, we are having a later practice on Friday, I believe. We may or may not be running on our own Saturday, but, you know, we're still putting in the work, even if we're starting a little bit later in the day instead of 6 a.m. practice in the morning like we would some fall days. So
a little more rest there.
Yep.
See that? I mean, coach, you got the buy-in for the team. You've got them wanting to practice on walkout day. I mean, you're doing something right.
Yeah, the coach is just a really nice guy and letting them sleep in.
You should have them go out whenever the band wakes up the president at the Gone House at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, you know, I live close enough to campus. I'm actually going to be waking up myself, so I'll be hearing that. But that's right, it'll be the 11th year in a row of that for me.
7 years, that's a lot. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Nate Mueller, Shelby Harris, Wick Cunningham. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. Again, off this weekend, October 26th, the MIAA Championships. We'll step aside, back with more from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue on with a couple players off the Northwest Missouri State soccer team in Siri Ott, along with Katrina Theoharidis. And it's good to have both of you here on the show. And you're coming off a couple of good wins over this, one win over this weekend and a tie against a very good team in Central Missouri on Friday. Let's go back to that matchup on Friday. Again, down early in that one, but found a way to come back and tie that up and go to a 4-4 draw. And I guess, first of all, Siri, just kind of talk about that matchup for you.
Yeah, I think this match for us showed a lot of grit in our team. And we were able to score like we haven't quite yet this season and really just rally around it and work back for each other. And it was a really rewarding finish. So
yeah, obviously you'd like to come up with a win, but still, just to be down to that much to against the number 5 team in the nation and fight your way back to a tie, have to feel pretty good about that.
Like Siri said, the team just gave it their all. Going down that early in the game, teams can shut off, and I think we took it as even more motivation to just keep going at them, and we had a plan in going into the game, and we just wanted to see that through, and I think we definitely did that.
Yeah, you look overall at your record right now, 5-2-5 overall, 3-1-2 in MIAA play, playing everyone very tough this year. Is there just a kind of a level of confidence that you have out there this year?
Yeah, I think that for us, just kind of getting those wins and draws really boosts our confidence and shows us what we're capable of. And just for the younger girls, like showing them that it's possible and stuff like that is really important, and it builds our culture really well too.
Now, ECAT on Sunday then, a pretty good matchup there with Rogers State, come up with a 2-0 victory there, and you're responsible for both of the goals in that. Just kind of talk about how that game went for you.
That game, we had a wind as a big factor in the game, so starting off, I think we had to adjust a little bit. It was good to, we just kept playing to our strengths, passing around. We were just trying to get the ball up, and we were fortunate enough to get two in the back of the net. And I think it was just a good game to continue our growing our confidence and going into this next weekend just working on things that we saw we needed to change.
Now, you're able to find the net a few times this year, your 6th and 7th goals of the season.
Yes, I'm super fortunate. I'm just going out there having fun, playing for the team, and just trying to get all the balls I can in the back of the net.
Well, it's definitely been a huge help there. And when you look at just the way the season's gone right now, really putting yourself in position to really finish up strong here as well. Just overall, what do you see as some of the strengths of this year's team, I guess, first of all, Siri?
Yeah. So this last week, especially in practice, we've been talking a lot about how our team just shows an enormous amount of grit. And that's something that can trump physical abilities, and so just kind of having that mental strength is something that I think can really carry over into the postseason for us really well.
I would also agree our mental toughness is such a huge part of this team and something that we all encourage each other to just give our best and give our all on the field, and I think that that's something that a lot of teams don't have necessarily, like just having the support of one another, and I think that is really what sets us apart from everyone else.
Is that something that you've seen this team develop more and more each year that the two of you have been involved with this program?
I would say so. I think it's definitely every year we like to just grow on the things we saw that worked the previous year. And I think last year we decided that that was a big factor that we needed to implement. And we decided that this year was something we're going to start from the beginning.
Now, you had a couple of home matches this weekend at the Bearcat pitch, and one thing you alluded to was the wind factor out there. That's something you guys out there, there's not a lot to break the wind at that particular part of campus, and campus overall has been known to be a little bit on the windy side. Just kind of talk about having to practice and play in the wind at Northwest and how that compares to maybe other places you go to.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was good for us because this weekend we'll be in Hayes, and their field is notorious for probably the worst winds in the conference. So, honestly, getting that exposure was really great for us, and we're definitely going to need it going into Friday and Sunday. So,
and how about just playing at home at the Bearcat pitch, and what kind of advantage that you have playing at home here?
I would say we just have an extra boost of encouragement being around fans and our home, like, pitch and everything like that. I think you can definitely see a difference in our attitude, which is something that we are going to try to implement in this away weekend, just making sure we carry that over. But being home is just such a happy, like, exciting environment.
On the road this weekend, kind of a long trip out to Hayes, Kansas on Friday to face Fort Hays State, then Nebraska Kearney on Sunday. And, again, we've talked in the past, I think, with maybe not necessarily you two, but a lot of your teammates, too, about going on the road and the fact that you folks you really enjoy being around each other and make these road trips pretty fun for each of you.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of fun on the road. We try to make it as fun as we can. It's, again, an advantage for us being so close to one another. We can really enjoy the time we have together because for a large chunk of the team, this is our last kind of go around there. So we just kind of take it with a grain of salt and do what we can to try to get some points out of the weekend.
Now, Fort Hays State, the first opponent, they're coming in 6-3-3 and 3-2-1 in MIAA play. What do both of you know about the Fort Hays State matchup?
You know, they're a really team that they surprise you. We never should underestimate any team, and so going into it, we're gonna play to our best capability, and the team is strong and they're gonna play their game, and so we just have to play ours. Yeah, I think like Ecat said, they are very physical and scrappy. They play very similar to us, but it's a matter of us finding our own foot and playing the way we like to play, and ultimately just trying to outlast them and put a few in the back of the net there.
And you look at Nebraska Kearney on Sunday afternoon, a team with kind of a similar record to what Fort Hays State has, 5-3-4, and then they've struggled a bit more in the MIAA part of the season at 1-3-2. What do you know about Nebraska Kearney?
With them, we're really going to work on some things that we need to improve on, whether it be finishing, just some moving some different people through, kind of getting girls minutes if we can. We like to do that just because it keeps girls getting reps and everything like that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that one for sure.
Looks like a pretty important weekend from the standpoint, too. So you can kind of distance yourself a little bit from, say, a Fort Hays and Nebraska Kearney in the conference standings as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely looking to do that, especially this time in the season, if we want to reach our postseason goals for sure. So,
again, well into this season at this particular point. Overall, how would you assess the strengths of your team right now and maybe where this team can really build on for the final push here?
I would say looking at our season, we are starting to look back in at our own film and other film and just deciding what we need to change and perfect going on to the rest of our season and especially into postseason. Just technical things, always something we can work on, like just winning 50-50s is a big, huge thing that we needed to implement. I think we are starting to do that. We saw that in the UCM game, just getting into it. We tend to be a nicer team, so we're trying to kind of be more aggressive on the field there.
And so what do you see as really the strengths of the team right now, and again, where you see this team going?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of hit on this a little bit earlier, going back to that grit. I mean, I haven't been a part of a team that's loved each other like this and stuff like that. And so I think that that's something that we can definitely play into, and really just making sure that we support each other. Ecat hit on some of the physicality pieces that we're still working on, and just making sure that practices and stuff like that are as game realistic as we can is something that tends to die off a little bit in the middle of the season. So if we can keep that game light, keep it realistic, I think that's going to be one of the best things we can do, especially going on the road.
I guess one of the unfortunate things about going on the road this weekend is it's a homecoming on campus, and a lot of things are involved with homecoming, and where I think Northwest does homecoming probably as well, as not better than most schools. But unfortunately for your team, you're going to have to be on the road here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but we'll be giving our support from the road.
Yeah. And one other aspect of it this weekend, too, that for the MIAA, or not MIAA, but the M Club Hall of Fame festivities coming up this weekend, soccer getting the first inductee into this. Obviously, a player that's before your time here with Carol Eisenby being inducted in from, she played 2008 through 9 as and was the MIAA Goalkeeper of the Year in 2009, I believe. But has to feel good from a standpoint, I would think, that seeing the soccer program beginning to get that recognition and get a player into the M Club Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think coming from a different university, the alumni support here is awesome. And we can't say enough good things about the support that we received from them and the community as well. So to be able to see that and have some of that return to them is awesome.
I would imagine, too, that you can kind of look at what the two you're doing on the field as well and know that maybe somewhere down the line, if things work out right, a chance to either be inducted or individually or as a team down the line.
100%. I think this program is growing, and we just obviously want to continue to grow it, and I think that we're heading in a good direction.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about, again, in the past we've mentioned this a little bit too, but some things that both of you like to do away from soccer, maybe with your teammates, and just to get away and relax just a little bit.
Yeah, I actually live with five of my teammates, but we make fun out of every little thing in this town, and that is one of the most cool things about moving here for me. I love to get out to Mazingo, especially this time of year, whether it's walking, just kind of hanging out. It's a great place, and there's so much to do out there. So,
and Ekat, what do you like to do getting away from soccer?
I also live with five other teammates, so, but again, we're all each other's best friends. We love each other. We do a lot of movie nights. That's a big thing. In the season, we're painting pumpkins and doing everything. We love doing everything together, but, you know, just getting time away from soccer, doing, honestly, anything outside of it, it's just a nice relaxer.
So what's been some of the movies that you've had a chance to watch and enjoy right now?
A lot of rom-coms, some horror movies, getting in the spirit. trying to think of a specific one. 21 Dresses. We watched that last night.
Got any anything planned for the long trip out to Ace, Kansas?
Honestly, for me, a lot of homework. Got midterms coming around, that type of thing. But we kind of like to go with the flow on the road a little bit. We kind of see something or see of a cool place or hear about it, and usually the coaches are fine with it. So.
It's hard to believe that midterms are either for depending on the class that already hit or you got some coming up. It seems like the semester is going really quick.
Flying by, honestly, especially with season. We're just so busy and everything just blends together.
And one thing, too, I would guess with living together with so many of your teammates there, sometimes I imagine from a homework standpoint, you can kind of help each other out there a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we like to just collaborate in more aspects than one, on and off the field. It's always great to have someone to help out and lend a helping hand. So,
Sorry, I just talk a bit again about your studies and what you're hoping to do down the line.
Yeah, so I'm a business management major, and I'm looking to get into account management probably. Looking to move back to Iowa probably, so just kind of starting that process with all the interviews and things like that. So this is some great practice for me. Just answering things on the fly, but I'm really enjoying it. Time is slipping fast away from me, so I'm just trying to enjoy the moments while I'm here.
Oh, that's a good thing to do, too, because, again, it's one of those rare times where you're together with people your own age for the most part, and it's just a chance while there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of things time management wise you have to do, but still a lot of time just to have fun among yourself.
Yeah Got till December to make up some memories the last time.
And Ekat, as far as studies for you, or what's how things looking there
right now? My major is biochemistry. My goal is to get into vet school and eventually become a veterinary surgeon. That's the plan right now. So a lot of science for me.
How did you get interested in that?
You know, I always had a love for animals, and going just throughout my schooling journey, I've always been interested in the sciences, and I just tend to lean towards going into the medical like area. But I was never super into going into a hospital or anything like that, long hours with that. So I was like, best of both worlds, animals and the medical field is vet.
And imagine classes are a little bit difficult, too, to try to balance that with everything you're doing on the soccer field.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a struggle sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to actually switch my major because I don't want to deal with this anymore. But, you know, it's mental toughness, and I just continue to tell myself I'm going to be rewarded in the end, you know, just continue to get through it. And I try to manage my time, get in my free time along with both school and soccer.
All right. Well, it looks so far, just judging from the outside looking in, that both of you have been able to really manage that pretty well, both on the field with what you're doing there, and it looks like you're having success off the field as well.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Well, Siri and Ekat, great to have you with us here on the show, and good luck this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
And we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Back with more right after this.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch as we are on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up here, joined again by Matt Tritton. And Matt, this is going to be a very busy weekend. We talked with the players off the soccer team. Unfortunately for them, they're going to be on the road, as even though a homecoming is taking place on the Northwest Missouri State campus, they don't get a chance to enjoy the homecoming festivities, but they're on the road and a chance to pick up a couple big wins there, so hopefully the soccer team can come through. But it's going to be a very busy weekend on the Northwest Missouri State campus.
Of course, and homecoming always is. And you're right, it is unfortunate. We had Northwest volleyball and soccer both home last weekend, but neither one home during homecoming weekend, which is unfortunate. But you know, those road trips back home are going to be a whole lot sweeter as they come back with wins, too. So in the long run, it'll work out there. But you're right, walkout day coming up on Friday, the parade on Saturday morning, and then, of course, the homecoming football game that afternoon at 2 o'clock against UCM. So looking forward to it, and so many good alumni, fans, parents of students coming back, and it's always a lot of fun just to see Bearcat Stadium packed to the brim.
And when you talk about Bearcat football this weekend, it'll be just a little bit of a chess match out there when you have one of the nation's top offenses in Central Missouri and what they're doing through the air, in particular against the Bearcat defense, one of the top defenses in the nation.
Yeah, I think this is a good chance for the Northwest defense to have a good bounce back week. It was a tough week against UCO. And you talked about there with Shane Fredrickson at the start of the show that it was one that, that game was actually a little bit tighter than that score indicates at the end of the day. So we'll see Northwest Missouri State come out, put some pressure on Zach Zabrowski, find a way to get after him just a little bit, force a few turnovers, and really get things rolling. But you're right, there's a chance that we could see a lot of points in this football game, just the way that both offenses have operated through 7 weeks.
Well, when you look at Central Missouri's defense, they have really struggled this year, kind of down at the bottom of the conference in the nation in a lot of key categories there. But so Northwest offense may have some opportunities coming up here this weekend.
Oh, for sure. They are 158th out of 159 Division II teams in passing yards allowed. So you feel like this is a game that Chris Runke can step up, throw the ball all over the yard, make something happen. They're also near the bottom of the league in sacks, so there's not a whole lot of penetration up front. You feel pretty good that if Chris has time to sit back, he's going to pick this UCM team apart.
And again, that will be a 2 o'clock kickoff due to the homecoming activities, and we'll be on there at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. And that'll do it for our coaches show here this afternoon. From Pizza Ranch in Maryville, for Matt Tritton and all of our guests on the show, I'm John Coffey, and we'll be back here again next Tuesday at noon.